Good day, fellow homesteaders. Welcome to episode 10 of the Efficient Homestead Podcast. Sitting out here on the porch this morning, we've got intermittent rain. It's been a really rainy couple of months, and we had a little bit more this morning. So, sitting here waiting for the storms to pass. I've got some garden projects I need to get done today. Need to get out there and weed the garden. But we'll do a little tour around the homestead, a little garden update. We'll talk a little bit about the chickens and the ducks and some of the things that have been going on here, as well as what we got planned coming up for the next few weeks probably. So stick around and we'll dive into that next. First off, I'd like to start out by apologizing for the wind noise. I know there's going to be some in this episode, because I am sitting out here on the front porch. But it is too beautiful of a day to go inside to try to record this. So we're just going to sit out here and see how it goes. Just had a squirrel run across the yard and jump into one of the trees. The chickens are out and about, free ranging, looking for bugs and whatnot. I see one of the roosters running across the yard now. And the birds are singing. You'll hear the roosters crow, I'm sure. And it is just a beautiful... right now the sun's shining. Here in just a second it'll be cloudy and raining again. Looking at the radar just a little bit ago, we've got storms passing through on and off. Looks like for the better part of the morning here. So I'm going to try to wait that out before I get too involved out there in the garden. So first off, we'll talk about the chickens. Right on cue. There's the rooster crowing for you. The chickens are doing quite well. They spend most of the week cooped up. The evenings that I get home from work in time, I try to let them out for a couple hours. And they really enjoy getting out on grass, doing their chicken thing. We got 7 hens still. We still got 3 roosters. We need to cut back on the rooster population just a little bit. But we're still getting between 5 and 7 eggs a day. 5 is probably the most typical. But we're being overrun with eggs. But we're giving away eggs left and right. Just trying to keep up with them. I've been eating lots of eggs for breakfast in the mornings. I do enjoy the eggs. The duck update this week. As we've told you before, we've moved the ducks into a more permanent pen for them. They've got their own swimming pool now. And the only problem that we've had with that is, for one, it was too sunny. So we put a tarp over it, kind of hung down on one side, and we've got it zip tied to the fence all the way around. And that's giving them plenty of shade, so they're pretty happy with that. And then the problem number 2 is that it shares a chain link fence with the dog yard. And a couple days ago, one of the ducks was excited to see us when we came home. She stuck her head through the fence, and our border collie mixed dog grabbed her by the beak and wouldn't let go. Luckily, she didn't pull very hard, and our daughter was able to get to her and get her to let go before any damage was done. But it was kind of a scary moment, probably pretty traumatic for the duck, I can only imagine. So we're going to need to work on that fence and put up some kind of barrier in between where the dog won't be able to get to her. And hopefully the ducks won't be able to stick their head through the fence and avoid the future hardship that could come from that situation in quite a hurry. As far as the garden goes, we've been getting quite a few of the Super Sweet 100 cherry tomatoes. I keep bragging about that cherry tomato plant, but man, if you like cherry tomatoes, that is the most prolific variety I've ever tried. So So, and they're delicious too. So we've been getting a lot of those. Aromas are coming on. We've got four aroma plants, like we said, and they have tomatoes all over them. The early girl, she's fully recovered now, and she's got tomatoes all over her. None of those are ripe yet, though. And then the husky cherry red, it doesn't have any ripe tomatoes on it either, but it's loaded with green ones. So the tomato crop looks like it's going to be good this year. We'll be making lots of salsa. Hopefully some spaghetti sauce. I'd like to try making some spaghetti sauce. So if you have any good spaghetti sauce recipes, if you wouldn't mind, shoot me an email at theefficienthomestead.com and let me know what your favorite is. I would love to try some of those out. We've never made homemade spaghetti sauce, but sure looking to try it. The pepper plants are, looks like a total wash. We've got one out of the five or six that we planted. We've got one tomato or one pepper plant left. It's the tame jalapeno pepper plant that we bought from Atwood's, and it looks to be the only one that survived the flood of 2019. We didn't really get flooded here. We just got lots and lots of rain, and the garden was soggy for a month or more, and I guess it just drowned them all out. Sorry. I lost my train of thought there with the rooster growing. Next to where we had the peppers planted, we got the cucumbers. They are starting to grow right up the trellis. The plants are looking fantastic. We've got four hills of cucumber plants with two or three plants in each one. And they are starting to grow up by my four-post trellis that I created out of T-posts. And I'm pretty happy with the way that's turning out for sure. Next to that, we got the two hills of straight neck yellow squash and two hills of zucchini. Those plants are taking off pretty good now. They're probably 2 feet tall and a couple of feet wide at this point. Just starting to bush out, and the plants are looking fantastic. They've got blooms all over them. So it's looking like another bumper crop of zucchinis and yellow squash. We used a bunch of that last year, tried to freeze some of it. We spiralized the zucchini and froze it, and then we sliced up the yellow squash and froze it. And although it was edible when we thawed it out and ate it, the texture was just off, I'm assuming from being frozen. So I'll throw my email address out there again if any of you guys have any great ideas on how to preserve yellow squash and zucchini. Just shoot me an email at that theefficienthomestead@gmail.com email address, and I would love to get some helpful tips there. On around from the zucchini, we have the cantaloupes. They're fully recovered from all the wet weather and starting to branch out. I've also got one in between the zucchini and the cantaloupe. I've got one volunteer, I believe it's going to be a watermelon plant, that's just come up on its own. I'll probably try to leave it. There's a little bit of space there, but it looks like it's mostly going to grow out of the garden. It's right on the edge right now. So stay tuned for how that turns out. We may end up with a watermelon plant after all. And that's the only things we've got planted. I've still got one corner of the garden that I had designated for the okra and green beans. Still have not got those planted. I got the push mower in there last weekend and mowed it because the grass is growing up so bad in it. My garden is getting away from me. That's why my plan today is to get out there with the hoe and maybe the rototiller and do some serious weed activity. Try to get that back under control. As far as the other two raised beds, we talked about the tomato raised bed already, but the other two with the broccoli, or one of them has broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts in it. Cauliflower is starting to grow. We've already cut the broccoli a couple of times. and have eaten a few meals off of that. So I think the broccoli was a success, but I think it's about finished. I think I may try to pull those plants out this weekend and replant. May plant my peppers back in that raised bed. I don't know about planting them that close to the Brussels sprouts, but yeah, if I end up with spicy Brussels sprouts, it's just better, right? Sounds kind of good, actually. The Brussels sprouts are starting to put on. Not really sure what I'm supposed to do. I've read some information that said you're supposed to pull some of the leaves off of them. I've never grown Brussels sprouts, or never gotten this far with Brussels sprouts. We planted them before, but never actually had them put on Brussels sprouts. So we're just going to keep playing that by ear, see how it goes. Next raised bed over is where we have the onions on one end. And man, like I said before, the onions are looking fantastic. They're just doing their thing. We're going to just kind of keep trying to keep the weeds out of them till later on this fall, when the tops start to fall over, and then we'll pull them out and hang them up in the on the back porch like we did last year. We had onions all the way up, I believe, into February last year, at least into January, I know for sure. And we never lost any. They all stayed good hanging up out there. I was really proud of the onion crop. Like I said, we've got a few carrots that are growing, and the beets are looking really good. Probably need to dig down and see if we've got beets ready to harvest yet. I know they got to be getting close. But that is an update on the garden. We do have a blueberry plant. I don't think I've mentioned before. Our blueberry plant's about 3 years old now. One of my good friends bought that for me when we first moved in out here. It has blueberries all over it this year. Last year we got a few, and this year we're going to have hundreds of blueberries, looks like, off of that one plant. I've tried planting some more blueberry bushes next to it, but they just never took. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong with planting my blueberries, but this one is really, really happy. We've got strawberries here on the porch in a planter container that I built out of some scrap wood. And we've harvested a few strawberries. They're usually pretty small, but they're really tasty. I think we've got something that's getting in there and getting them now. I don't know if it's a mouse getting in there and eating part of them, or if it's some kind of bug, but it's eating the berry. So I'm not sure what's going on. We've got a cage kind of built over it where the birds can't really get in there, but a mouse can get in there pretty easy. So I may need to mouse-proof my strawberry cage. See how that goes. Just outside the garden is our little orchard that we have planted. We've got 3 Honeycrisp apple trees planted, 1 plum tree, a peach tree, and then our cherry tree that we planted last year. The deer got to it and rubbed it, and it's dead. It's not even trying to leaf out or anything. The deer actually rubbed all the trees, but everybody else has survived except for that cherry tree, and it just didn't make it. On our Honeycrisp apple trees, we've got one that's a little bitty and 2 that are about 8 foot tall, and out of all those 3, we've got 1 of them that has put on apples this year, and there's about 20 apples on there after I thinned them. I had some that were growing in pairs and some that were misformed a little bit, small. So I went out and thinned those out, and we're down to about 20 apples on that one tree. But those are good looking apples. Right now they're about the size of a golf ball, maybe a little bit bigger. Looking like they're going to be really good, healthy apples if I can get to them before the deer do. That's kind of the game you play, is you're waiting for them to get ripe and hoping the deer don't find them, or the raccoons or the squirrels or any other number of critters that would rather eat apples or would like to eat apples as much as you would. So that's where we are with the homestead updates. Sun looks like it's going to stay out now, so I'm gonna put this away and get off here and go out here and get to work. I think I appreciate you guys joining me. If you would, head on over to the blog at theefficienthomestead.com and check out some of the articles we've got going on there. If you could leave a comment, I'd appreciate that. You can go to our YouTube page. You can find us there by searching for The Efficient Homestead. And we've got some cute duck videos. And I posted a video just the other day of the Chuck Wills Widows singing while we were out here on the porch. We've been getting up early and sitting on the porch before we go to work, having a cup of coffee and just talking about our plans and all that kind of stuff. Just kind of opening up ourselves to the day before we actually get started instead of just rushing off to work. It's been kind of nice enjoying the mornings like that. Of course, check us out on the Facebook page as well. Facebook.com/TheEfficientHomestead will get you there. We're always trying to post new content, some pictures from around the homestead, things like that. And if you could leave us a review on iTunes or wherever it is you listen to this podcast, and share it with your friends if you don't mind. If you like listening to it, you probably got some friends that would like to listen to it as well. And I'm going to try to get better and better. I've got some plans coming up in the future here where I'd like to start doing some interviews with some folks. I'll try to get that going. And it's just been a real pleasure to sit and talk to you guys about once a week and kind of tell you what we're doing on our homestead. Hoping it will inspire you to start your homestead no matter where you're at. Even if you don't think you're ready, you don't think you know enough about it, whatever the case is, the best way to learn about this stuff is to just start doing it. Get you a big pot and grow you a tomato plant or a pepper plant or a strawberry or just anything. Just get started. If you live in town or an apartment and you can't have livestock, well, you can start off with a plant. You can buy grow lights pretty cheap. Even if you don't have a balcony or something where you can put it outside, get your grow light and start your tomato plant inside. You'll be glad you did. If you start off with that super sweet 100, though, make sure you got plenty of room, because it's gonna get bigger than what you think. You can always prune it back where it be whatever size you want it to be, but man, that plant just takes off. It's good and hardy, so maybe not a bad plant to start with. I appreciate you guys joining me. I'll quit rambling and get off of here. And just remember, if you're not following your dream, you're helping somebody else follow theirs. Have a great day.